Hi there, my name is Abby, here for the Midday Show in the live room with Kevin Morby. He has a fantastic new record out called Oh My God, and he's playing tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle and tomorrow at Imperial Vancouver in Vancouver, BC. And so happy to have you here. Welcome, Kevin. And share a couple songs with us as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. This first one, sorry to cut you off.
No worries.
This first song is called Congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, you have survived, or you stayed alive. This life is a killer, but oh, what a ride, just to wake up each morning, just to open your eyes. You got a beautiful body and a beautiful mind. Oh, my baby girl, you're one of a kind. And they'll say, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I go down to the station to deliver salutation to the travelers with patience. Oh, congratulations. All this coming and going, oh, it just gets old. I wanna stay here with you in our beautiful home. In Canada, bless you. In Canada, friend. And pray to God it never comes to an end. Dear God, please forgive me. On your beautiful life. Oh, my baby girl, you live till you die. And they'll say, congratulations. All right, this next song is called Hail Mary. In Bin got a baby girl before mama got sick with cancer. In Lady believed in something holy, so much she wins her war. Said, I'm not her, you don't know me. Gone somewhere I ain't never been before. I'm still here, weaving a team into cheap gold, a story told. You got a gift, now give it to me. And Aaron flew off the handle, and I went to the funeral for her I lit many candles. She was beautiful, I knew her. In Pawnee, made lots of money, turned his soul into gold. Said times are funny, Uncle Fester got store cooling by the window. I'm still here, nursing into silver. And I can hear, it's all white noise. So play it, watching the runners on the sidelines of the marathon. And I dreamt my friend was the winner. And don't you know, babe, he was. Oh, I love you, oh my child. How the crowd went dizzy, how the crowd went wild. In you, my friend, you feel like fire. As the speakers boomed, a soft Sinatra. New York, New York, it's us this time. We're all winning, we're alive.
Kevin Morby live on KEXP in our live room. Great to have you here, Kevin.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you could go around the room and introduce this amazing crew you have with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. It's a very special band. I feel like I've been working very hard for a long time to get a band like this. It's amazing. We're going to start on saxophone. Kochimea Gastelum. I should also mention that everyone here is kind of a front person in their own respect. Everyone's got their own projects, so I'm going to name these people and please look them up. So Kochimea Gastelum on the saxophone, who just had a wonderful record come out. We have Lauren Balthrop on the microphone. We have Jared Samuel on the keys. We have Nicholas Kinsey on the drums. We have Cyrus Jangris on the bass. And we have Sam Cohen on the guitar, and he also produced the album, Oh My God.
And it's a beautiful record. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today. And also, you can catch Kevin tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle. And I'm really excited to talk with you about this record. We're both Midwesterners, and I see that you recently returned to Kansas City.
I did.
Where you grew up. I was curious about the spirituality throughout this record and how that comes from your home and what made you return to that.
Well, a lot of people ask about the religious imagery and why I'm always using it to tell a story. And I think it definitely comes from being from the Midwest and sort of growing up around it, but not super involved in it. You know, it was all pretty peripheral to me. And because of that, I never got too sick of it or anything, if that makes sense. It was more just sort of spawned this fascination. I like to compare it to the Wild West. It's like those two things were kind of all around me, like the history of the Wild West, and then also this sort of God-fearing Christianity was all around me. And I just became fascinated with that at a young age, and it just became a part of my vocabulary, and it's how I choose to tell a lot of my stories. And that's the answer.
Okay. And also, I feel like that spiritual story, especially in this record, like, I mean, even on the front cover, it's like, oh my God, like mm-hmm. flashing like a headline. And how do you feel with this vernacular that you have has juxtaposed with today's world?
It all kind of came out of a song called Beautiful Strangers, which I wrote in 2016, which is a political song, and it was citing a lot of current events at the time. And in that, on the third verse of that song, I kind of have this phrase or this chant, this mantra of Oh My God. And the reason I chose that, and that went on to make its way into a bunch of my other songs, which then became this record. But the reason I chose that is because I found that every time I was opening up the news, I was saying, Oh My God, you know, be it something hilarious or shocking or frightening or very sad. It just sort of became my phrase that could encompass what was going on. And so in a lot of ways, it is a political record, though I didn't want to anchor it to any certain time or place. I wanted to be able to exist in any decade or have anyone, you know, someone maybe relate to it 30 years from now. But it's sort of just about capturing the insanity of a time, I suppose.
And in this insanity, have you found some sanity with this record?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think putting anything out into the world and working on stuff with your friends and collaborating with people that you want to collaborate, I see it all as a very positive thing. You know, this tour as a good example. It's taking an idea and putting it into action. And it's like that quote. It's like when Leonard Cohen said, all music is political music. I relate to that a lot. I think there's a lot of truth in that. I think just by putting positivity into the world, you know, it can change lives one by one.
And throughout writing this record, what positivity have you found with it?
You know, it's that thing happens where you put out an album and, you know, people will review it and you'll see what critics have to say and you kind of get wrapped up in that. But then what really matters is, you know, someone will come up to you at a show and say they lost a loved one recently or they're going through a hard time and the album really changed their life. And I think, you know, when you make an album, at least for me personally, I'll make it and I'll sort of obsess over it and I'll listen to it constantly and I'll be listening to the mixes and I'll be trying to figure out exactly how I feel about it. And then the day that it comes out, it's kind of like it belongs to everyone. And, you know, people can attach themselves to something that you make in any way. You know, it takes on this whole big life form of its own and it's a really special thing. And sometimes as an artist, you forget that. You get wrapped up in sort of this ego or thinking about, like, I don't know, you know, I want people to think this album is a certain way. But then, yeah, like I just said, you'll have people come up and tell you about an experience they had with it, and you just think, like, wow, I'm a part of this person's life, and that's the biggest reward for me.
Yeah, and I feel with every record that I've listened to of yours, like, I always take it on a journey with me, because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it brings you through that change, whatever struggle you may be going through, like, thank you for that. And also, we, at KEXP, we do a series of music heals about how music mm-hmm. gets us through the struggles.
Yeah.
And I was just curious about, you know, with this record, it feels like you've had a lot of personal work that you were doing with this record. And I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Well, You know, I think music has always been my therapy. And all my closest friends and everyone, probably I can speak on behalf of everyone playing with me today, that it's very therapeutic. And it's also a universal language. And that's what I really love about it. And I say this from stage a lot, but I'm always sort of blown away that, you know, I like being sort of the fire that people can place themselves around and kind of have an evening out and have a good time with one another and hopefully get along. People generally seem like they get along in my shows. I haven't had to break up any fistfights yet or anything. But, yeah, I think, you know, music, for it's just this language that everyone can speak. And I think art in general, it's this, like, breadcrumb trail back to the beginning of humanity. And that's what's so special about it. Everyone can relate to it on some level. And I think, you know, it's like food or water. I think that us humans, we need to express ourselves and we need to relate to other people through different mediums of art. And so I just love knowing that I'm part of the lineage of that.
And that's a great lineage to be a part of. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And it's fun to be on this journey. And when you returned to the Midwest, did you feel that... I'm just curious. I guess why?
Where are you from in the Midwest? Minneapolis?
I'm originally from Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very close by.
Yeah, very close.
But so how did I feel when I returned?
Yeah.
I felt good. I bought a house there in 2015 and my friend was renting it. And then when he decided to move out, I decided to move back in and be closer to family. And, I love it, you know. It's really nice. I escaped there as quickly as possible. The moment I turned 18, I moved to New York shortly after that. And so it's funny. It's a full circle moment. But I think, you know, as I get older, you start to appreciate things that you didn't necessarily when you're younger. And I've been seeing middle America in this whole new light that I think is important. After having lived in New York and L.A., it's good to go back to where I'm from and be around a different environment. You know, I think it's good to see all walks of life, especially right now.
Yeah, definitely in this tumultuous time. It's really nice that, you know, through this record, oh my God, that there is, as you mentioned, like that sanity, that the quiet you kind of find and the recovery. And thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Today.
I'm glad you like it. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And Oh My God is out now. And you can find Kevin Morby tonight at the Showbox and also tomorrow in Vancouver, BC at the Imperial. And thank you again for being here with us at KEXP. Always great to have
thank
you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you. This song I'm going to have to dedicate to our friend Cheryl, who can't be here with us today. And all you good folks at KEXP. I can't say the title of this on the air, but I'll just get into it. I saw you come, so I got to run like hell I could tell. That you played for keys. Now I live on a boat that sits on a moat on top of this river outside your castle. And when death comes round, I say, oh, what a rascal. He stirs quite the fuss and he caused quite the hassle. We all buy black suits as our lives go on mute. And me under the belfry to cry and say sorry. In oh my God, mama, I'm scared. I know you are, darling. I am scared too. Do you want to play chess? Inside my chest, you move, I move. You choose, I choose. And who, I beg like an owl. As I sit on my perch and I stare and I scowl. I know I left you, but I cannot forget you. Now I only know how to harm or upset you. See, I came for your love, but I stayed for your anger. You rocked me, mama, like a baby in a manger. In oh my God, mama, I'm angry. I know you are, darling, but she's angry too. In oh my God.
mama at who? Oh, Kevin. She's angry at you. I tried to pray, but I didn't know what to say. So just mumbled some names. Said I hope they're okay, then Amy. They were the names of my family and friends. The planet's so lonely and the planet's so cold. And if I'm so lucky I'll die when I'm old. I pray no disaster, no fire, no rain. And I pray that no devil get inside my brain. As the world does its twirl between the moon and the sun, casting clock shadows beyond everyone. And the hours devour us. As I stare out my window as I ride this bus. And man, it goes fast. And man, what a blur. But I'd ride it the same, or just as it were. That feeling in my stomach when the light was low. I'd get warm in my chest when my heart would slow. And that feeling in my head when the music played. I'd get dizzy in my soul from the glad song they sang. What a dream to have ever felt the air so warm. What a dream to have even ever been born. In oh my God.
Next song is called Seven Devils. Chimes in my heart were singing. As the tree in my yard was shaking, saying, you've been warned, and here comes a storm. If you want to survive, you better take that ride. With those seven devils on my train line, on my train line. In my head were clapping.
the quail in my soul were laughing, saying we had enough, oh yeah, of my stuff. And if you want to survive, you better take that ride with those seven devils on my train line, on my train line.
You're listening to Kevin Morby live on KEXP 90.3 FM. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being here.
Thank you for having us, our favorite.
Delightful. And Kevin has a beautiful new record out called Oh My God, and you can check him out tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle and tomorrow in Vancouver, BC at the Imperial. And thanks so much to our amazing video team for making all this magic happen, and Beth and Kevin and Nikhil and Amber and all the people out in the viewing gallery watching. It's listeners like you who make these sessions possible through your support on KEXP. And now back to more music at KEXP Seattle.